It was one of those nightmares, a 42-inch water line 40 feet down below a 48-inch line which ran across it, and both lines topped by a massive high-voltage power lines contained in a foot-thick slab of concrete. Water Authority Executive Director Earl Jan says it shouldn't have happened because the line was installed in the 70s and should last 100 years. Jan says it was probably installed incorrectly.
We think there was settling on the pipe. So the result is we don't think it was installed properly in the first place. We think there was settling eventually, which caused the joint to split open a very small amount. And when that water is being pushed through there at 150 pounds of pressure, gradually that just eats that hole bigger and bigger.
The pipe's been sent off to metallurgical consultants to see if the metal is bad. While all the bills for the repair aren't in yet, Jan says they will total between $2.7 and $2.8 million. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.